This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:36 on a Friday. This is the sweet spot. It is summer dry dock, so Mino's out one more day, but we have Michael Dixon with me, Sean Bass, and we have, I guess, the hard line in a little bit. Bob's already out of town, so we have Rich Phillips, Kevin Landrum, and Mark Elfenbein taking you 3-7 today. So we'll have some Why Today Doesn't Suck in just a little bit. But without further ado, let's throw it to the producer of this week's program and this morning's big e-break winner, E.A. Azad.
Thank you so much.
He's going to give us the best of the rest. And I've seen a lot on the chopping room floor this week.
There has been, and some great things have been missed. So let's get started. Let's go over the work in progress. They've been doing a great job this morning, you know, killing it as always. And DJ Ringenberg, I love him to death. He's the true professional broadcaster here at the Ticket.
Is he?
But he gets two countries confused, and I think this is a bit of a red flag for DJ.
Belgium was down 2 goals in that match against the Senegalese, and they finally were able to win it in extra time. That marks 11 come-from-behind wins in the 2026 FIFA World Cup, which is the most ever in one tournament.
I felt so bad for the Ghana fans that were at that game, because they were celebrating all game. They were dominating. The 2 goals to tie it to force overtime didn't come until 80-some, like, late in the 80th minute. Just wild.
Why would the Ghana fans be upset about
that?
I'm
sorry, Senegal. Whoa. Senegal.
Whoa.
Whatever.
He doesn't care about Senegal.
All right, brother.
Senegal.
Between that and brothering Donovan, what's going on with you?
You got a great week going.
Oh, no.
And there was some not listening there, because Monty clearly said the Senegalese.
Mm-hmm. What, like 5 seconds before?
And DJ was more worried about making his point. And I guess in the level of fairness, the Senegal and Ghana flags are very similar, if you're just looking at it from a flag standpoint. But
sure, that's exactly why DJ confused him.
Oh, that's Creed?
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. That's candidate number one, DJ Ringenberg. Let's move over to the hard line. The great Kevin Landrum, as we love to call him, Lando. He's a great guy. He's working hard, trying to get all of us, like, trying to get into the soccer world. And he does not know how to pronounce the Belgian players' names.
They were mad. They had a point to prove. And their point was proven.
Yeah. Balogun motivated them, huh?
Balogun or other people in the United States.
What about, I saw that in the locker room.
What about the decision on Belgium's side not to start Doku and Lukaku? Is that how you say it?
Lukaku.
Lukaku.
And Doku.
And he comes in and...
Not Doku and
the last Star Wars.
Lukaku. Doku and Lukaku.
Whatever. I thought it was a cool name.
They're less talented twin brothers.
Let's talk at 5:15.
Okay.
All right. Because I've already done what I'm great at, which is making us late.
So I think Lando.
Wasn't Dooku a Star Wars character?
I think
he was.
So.
Count and Dooku.
Okay.
I'll give Lando a pass because he makes me laugh a lot, but there are some very clear vowels in both of those names that are pretty straightforward.
Dooku and Lukaku.
When you also have Dylan Reed in the background kind of giving you a little bit of shade on pronunciation.
It's a low moment.
It's a very low moment. Let's stick with the hard line. That same group, Rich Phillips, you know, Bob, and like Lando, they get confused over a woman named Jane Mansfield and whether or not she was a Playboy centerfold.
I guess most notable for being a playmate, yes?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
but a very famous Dallas name, right?
Jugs.
She was born here. Jane Mansfield.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
She was born in Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's why I didn't know she was born in Texas.
No, Jane Mansfield literally was born in Dallas.
Her Wikipedia says Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania.
It's Dallas, Texas.
What's happening here?
Yeah, that's exactly what it says.
Jane was born in St. Paul University's hospital in Dallas in November of 1950.
What the hell is going on?
According to whom?
Jane Mansfield. What are you guys looking at?
Jane Mansfield. She was born in 19... blonde that was gorgeous.
What's going on here?
You're looking at a different Jane Mansfield.
This literally says Playboy Playmate, born in Dallas.
Her daughter, see her daughter, Jane Marie Mansfield.
Who also went into Playboy? Oh.
So that's where the confusion is. There's two Jane Mansfields.
Well, when was your Jane Mansfield born?
1950, which would make way more sense to be half-sister with Mariska Hargitay.
Right. That's the one, right? Who's the half-sister, not this Jamie.
What a mess.
It goes on, and I don't know how you get confused with two. I get it, maybe because they have the same name, but the dates are different. And
it's Barb.
I don't know. That seems a little crazy to confuse two different people from two different eras.
I still have no idea.
That's on Bob, right? Like, he was driving that, so we have to put that on Bob.
I say it has to be on Bob. Rich and Orlando are clearly on the other side, and they seem to be the right side. Bob confused the two eras together.
Obviously. So. Oh, we got a Belgium goal. 1-1. Ooh. Let's go.
All right, let's keep going. Saturday mornings, same you're going to hear a person who I feel is just a volume shooter in the e-break game, Craig Rosengarten.
Ooh, whatever.
And he, you know, we've been having a theme this NIT break with pronunciation of names, and Rosengarten is no different.
Tyler Duncan's a 10 under with him, as a lot of guys have. Troy Merritt, David Lipsky. And this guy, Rio Hisatsune. You say it.
Oh, man, it took you a little while to get there, but Hisatsune, I think, is how you say it.
Yeah, he's obviously from Japan. He's playing really well right now.
You don't say.
It's that last part. He's from Japan.
No way that's a word.
And I just love how you hear the sigh of defeat before he even goes into it. When I do this, I always say, listen, I'm about to butcher this. Like, you call your own foul before committing the foul. That's how you go about that.
Thank you.
I will say, as somebody who does the leaderboard updates when the Byron Nelson and the Colonial are here, when those tournaments are being played, I try and do as much research as I possibly can. Sure. So Hisatsune, I believe, is how you say it.
Yeah.
I knew exactly the second Craig started saying Re.
There's no way
where he was going with that, and it was going to be an adventure.
And he hosts the golf show.
Precipice?
Yeah.
He's the expert.
Like, it's like you watch it every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You think over time that Hisatsune would come up. But we can't make fun of someone mispronouncing things, because I think we have another one on the docket, correct?
We just might. Let's
Duku
see.
And Lukuku.
Okay, well, we'll get there in a second. I just want to say this. I love Eli, because he just just throws that rope there and lets him hang. There we go. I just love it. That's the perfect co-host.
I almost want to hear, I know we have, I would like to hear Craig go the hit again.
He's just stuck.
Maybe at the end.
He's like popping the clutch over and over.
All right, let's go to the star of the show that you guys are all waiting for, myself.
Hey, it's EA.
I won for two e-breaks. They put a combo platter for me, and unfortunately, I had another two. It was a big week for me.
It really was.
Producing this week. The first one was a 40-liner, also from a, I guess, a Japanese-sounded name.
You guess?
Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Shout out to the player of the day, Suzuki. Text BOAT to 22126 to register to win a pair of tickets to the Dallas Boat Show. Come to Dallas Market Hall July 16th through the 19th. Dive into endless possibilities with the area's top dealers and exhibitors, showcasing the best deals on the latest models of personal watercraft, fishing boats, pontoons, and must-have marine tech. See, I got back
Can
on
track.
Can
we hear the start of it real quick?
Yeah.
Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310. The Tick.
Shout out to the player of the day, Suzuki.
Okay. Again, Ichiro Suzuki.
This one hurts, given my fandom.
I mean, there's the motor company, Suzuki. Like, this feels Suzuki. Like a pretty common Japanese brand, not only in name.
You did get there.
He got there.
Suzuki. And I get there. It might, take one or two tries.
Sure.
But I get there eventually.
That's right.
That's what the ladies say with me. So
is that
I get there.
Eventually.
Eventually.
On the cruise or what?
I swear that's never happened.
That is the most callous response.
Well, I was also bringing up an emotional moment from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I don't know how to say, a certain act from the circus. You guys remember this song?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Leon Rimes, How Do I Live? Though when I was little, I thought it was How Do I Breathe? And when I was seven...
How do you breathe, yeah?
When I was 7 years old, I left the circus with my cousin and my uncle. And we were driving, and I had a grand old time seeing elephants and chimpanzee artists and all those things. Trapeze artists. Yeah. There we go. Not chimpanzee artists. Okay. As I'm leaving, I'm putting my head on the door.
Man, that's awesome.
Chimpanzee artists.
I mean, you might see a chimp at a zoo. There's a chance.
Where did
that
one come from, EA?
What, the trapeze artist?
No, the chimpanzee artist.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to come up with the word, and I thought what I said was close to chimpanzee.
You had a full syllable from trapeze.
Who knows what I was thinking of in this brain of mine.
Now, a chimp on a trapeze, now you got something.
That is true. But, hey, when you get my brain flowing, you're going to get some things out of my mouth. So...
evidently.
Yes, you do. It's sunshine. So that's your six candidates.
You're the real volume shooter on the e-break.
I am. I feel like I am, but I always lose out to the greatness of Rosengarten and probably Norm or
Hand.
Fine, dude, you got to pay your dues here, but...
You do.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's six candidates. Is it DJ confusing Ghana and Senegal? Is it Lando cannot say the Belgian player names? Is it the Hardline or Bob confusing Jane Mansfield? Is it Rosengarten can't say a Japanese name? Or is it me with Suzuki or me with trapeze?
Man, this is a strong week.
It really is.
Well, the biggie break was good today, so
we'll see what happens. Let's start off with the mysterious man himself, Cam Lovato.
I was all set to vote for Count Dooku Lando because I love Count Dooku, but I got to give it to EA. That cracked me up.
Which one?
The final one, the chimpanzee one.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the Connor Caldwell.
I'm going Dooku and Lukuku here.
Okay, 1-1. Sean Bass.
Whew. I love your e-breaks, and they were great, and I experienced them in real time. But just the mess that was Bob and the Jane Mansfield conversation, that...
Ooh.
Every time I see, heck, when I drive back home to Mansfield, that's what I'm going to be thinking about.
So, Bob, I tend to do my voting based on how hard I laugh, and I think I'll have to go with EA and the chimpanzees.
Okay, well, I was going to vote for Rosen because he can't say a Japanese name.
Quality vote.
Right, but looks like I am the winner.
Yes.
That puts me... Let's see the standings here.
And a double turkey.
A daily double.
That is, oh my God, that is true. A double turkey. Let's go. That is 5 for me. I am a few behind Ham, who has 14. 14 minus 5, whatever. Do the math.
9. That's a double turkey right there.
9
back.
9. There you go.